Okay, here we go.
This is going to be a shame.
And good morning and welcome to Health Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined again by my guest today, anal cooling enthusiast Benji Himona. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, I know, to come and join us today on Health Chat.
Oh, it's no problem.
Now, my question today involves one of my favorite food items, which is Mexican food. Are you familiar?
I've heard of such things.
Have you enjoyed Mexican food in your time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find there is a restaurant in town, a new one that I'm very enthralled with, and it's called El Tapatio, something along those lines, and they serve up one of the most amazing spicy sort of salsas. I believe there is a habanero pepper in there. Am I correct in pronouncing that word?
I believe so.
While this pepper is enjoyable, I find that it does burn my mouth a little bit up front, and it does worry me, and it concerns me. I do have to drink more beverages. I ask for multiple servings of water to help quench this thirst. Now, I find that no matter what I eat to help absorb this sort of a spicy salsa, that later on I am haunted by it. And what I mean by this is I find that my trips to the latrine are increased.
God. This is ridiculous.
Okay, hold on.
Are you recording all of this?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, heavens.
Okay. You ready to try this again?
Hold on. I knew once I started laughing, it was going to be all downhill from there.
You're okay. Okay.
Focus the inner chi.
All right, where was I at?
Let me wipe the tears out of my eyes so you don't laugh when you look at me.
Latrine increased.
Okay, I'm good.
And I worry, while the...
Okay. Let's try. Whose idea was this?
Okay. All right, so...
I think it's not a problem.
Trips to the latrine are increased and then...
exponentially.
Okay. And I find that my trips to the latrine increase maybe 3 or 4-fold. Now, I don't mind this, but sometimes it becomes painful in there as... Dude,
I think it's just because I know where this is going. That you said 3 or 4-fold. Oh my god!
Okay.
You could just record your whole part and then just write down what you want me to say, and I'll come in after.
No, you're okay, dude. Just hang with it. All right. And I find that my trips to the latrine are increased by, I'd say, 3.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing? Come on, dude. All right. Come on.
I need some water for my forehead.
All right, you're okay. Just focus, dude. We're doing this live. Just pretend we're doing this live.
We're in the Q studio.
Okay.
Confused.
I know. And I find that... All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
And I find that my trips to the latrine are 3 to 4 times the amount that I would normally go. I don't have a problem with the increased trips to the bathroom. However, I do have a problem with the burning sensation that I feel... Hold on. We can do this, dude. We can knock this out.
The behind the scenes is going to be funnier than the bit.
No. Okay.
Oh, my stars.
And I find that my trips to the latrine increase by 3 or 4-fold. Stop, dude. You know what I'm going to say. You should stop laughing. Shouldn't let you have a margarita, man. Okay.
I don't think that's it.
Just chill there. Okay. And I find that my trips to the latrine are increased by 3 to 4-fold, which is normal. And while this doesn't bother me, the increased trips to the latrine, I am worried about the level of burning that I feel as a result of these trips. Now, do you have any ideas or any recommendations for how one could cool their, I would say, sphincter after these trips like this, which are very intense, and the habanero pepper really intensifies the whole experience more so than a normal salsa?
And I say,
well, Chip,
something about baby wipes.
baby wipes, and if you use a freezer, then blah, 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 blah.
Well, Chip, I find that if you store some baby wipes in your freezer, those work as like a perfect charm to cool off your anus.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
I never would have thought of such a trick, but it sounds quite clever, and I'd say that I'm quite red in the face for not having thought of that earlier.
It's better than being red somewhere else, Chip.
That's right. And once again, this is Health Chat, joined today by my guest, anal cooling enthusiast Benji Hamona. I am Chip Rimaldi. And one of my other questions for you is, I'm not sure how familiar you are with the pet world, and this may be out of line as far as your expertise, but I find that within 12 hours or less of me consuming salsa containing lots of habanero peppers or jalapenos, a spicy salsa, that even if I return from the shower with a towel wrapped around my waist, as I traditionally do before I shave or apply baby powder to my chest.
Why would you say something like that? You know what's going to happen. Okay. Why would somebody do that?
Sprinkle croutons all over my nether regions.
Okay. Let me just let me keep that line. Don't lose it on that. That's a good line.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm sorry if, Benji, this is out of your range of expertise, but this is something I'm curious about, is that after I get out of the shower, I usually wrap myself in a towel.
I'm sorry.
Well, Benji, I'm sorry if this is out of your range of expertise, but I thought I'd ask it anyway because it's something that worries me and concerns me, and I'm a little bit curious about, to tell you the truth. And that is...
We should have done this before we left. Okay.
Now, Benji, I apologize if this is out of your realm of expertise, but I am curious. I have a curiosity about the animal kingdom. Now,
what? That's so messed up. Okay.
Okay. Now, Benji, I'm going to ask you a question now, and I apologize if it is out of your realm of experience or expertise, as we would say in the industry. But my dog, Scruffy, tends to act up a little bit within 12 hours or less of me consuming a dish containing a spicy type of pepper, like a habanero pepper or a jalapeno pepper. For example, I will get out of the shower and I usually wrap a towel around my waist. And I will use that so that I can go shave, and that way I will not get a shaving cream on my slacks, for example.
Surely you can start somewhere in the middle of that. You made it a long way.
Okay. Now, Benji, I apologize if this is out of your range of expertise. I apologize up front.
What am I supposed to
I don't know.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Well, go ahead and ask, and I'll see if I can answer it.
Okay.
Now, Benji, I apologize ahead of time in advance if I ask you this question, and it's out of your range of expertise, but it's something I am quite curious in.
Go ahead and ask.
My dog, for example, acts up after I have consumed a dish containing a spicy pepper, a habanero pepper, a jalapeno pepper, what have you. My question is, why would the dog act up? For example, I get out of the shower and I wrap around my waist tightly a towel. And this is a big towel, so I would think it wouldn't be too revealing, for example, to the dog. The dog can sense that I have had the habanero peppers. And while I'm shaving or applying a baby powder to my chest, the dog comes up and will use its nose to nuzzle its way up under the towel and will proceed to lick around my sphincter. Okay, we're almost there.
Remember, I forgot one thing that we forgot to write down.
What?
Something about a red ring around the toilet.
I don't know if we can do that part. Okay. Okay. Is that usual for an animal to have that kind of instinct?
I think you started laughing when you said sphincter.
Okay. The dog will then nuzzle its nose under the towel and then proceed to... You're laughing before I can even do it.
Okay.
And then the dog will approach while I'm either brushing my teeth, shaving my face, or applying baby powder to my chest while I'm wearing this towel, and then nuzzle its nose, as in wedge its nose between the towel and my moist thighs.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know.
You're trying to make me laugh?
Yeah.
My moist, moist thighs.
The dog will then come up and wedge its nose under the towel and proceed to go up further as if it's dive bombing into my crotch. The dog will nuzzle its nose up and then will instinctively, I'm not sure if it's doing this because I am its owner and it can feel that I am in pain. The dog will come up and wedge its nose between my legs and proceed to head up toward my sphincter and instead...
horrible, horrible image.
God, dude. Do we need to start over?
No.
Okay.
This is funny.
The dog will, after I've come out of the shower, will come up and I will have the towel wrapped around my waist still. And while I'm either shaving or applying baby powder to my chest, will attempt to relieve me of my pain, almost instinctively, like it can tell, yes, I am aware that your sphincter is burning. Come on, dude.
I can tell when you're about to laugh. You were about to laugh.
I step out of the shower, and my typical routine is to wrap a towel around my waist, and then I proceed to my bathroom area. I have a double wide sink for my wife to have one side of the sink. I have the other, and then I proceed to shave my beard or brush my teeth or apply baby powder to my chest, as this is my daily routine. And the dog will proceed to come up, and he can sense, and I remind you this, that this is within 12 hours, almost 12 hours of when I consumed the salsa with a habanero pepper, that the dog seems to sense that I'm in pain and will moisten the affected region. Is there evidence to support the animals almost knowing that their owner is in pain? Is there evidence to that? I ask you, Benji Hamona.
Well, I've never heard of anything like that, but then again, I am only an anal cooling expert.
Good point. Once again, this is Health Chat. I am your host, Benji Hamona. Oh, that's a good point. Thanks again. I am your. Thanks again. That's a very good point. This is Health Chat. I am your host, Chip Rimaldi, joined once again by my guest, anal cooling enthusiast, Benji Hamona. And my other question involves a red ring that's developed around my toilet. Now, this happens if I visit the same Mexican establishment multiple times in a week. I find that I will seep a certain kind of red fiery ooze, and it tends to stick around the ring of the toilet. Should I be concerned about this?
Well, Chip, that doesn't sound very normal. I've never heard of such strange things happening, and you might want to check in with a doctor on something like that.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Now,
the hell?
Okay. Now, my other question is about when you do have maybe a spicy dish, or if you have other unfood-related type of ailments where you need to have some kind of protection, making sure that you do not have any type of bleeding occur. I tend to store maxi pads at work, and I know that this is typically a female product, but my main point in saying store maxi pads at work, that way if you do have habanero peppers, that it would be far less embarrassing to be discovered having a box of maxi pads in your bottom drawer along with your tequila instead of having a visibly bloody ass. Would you agree with me in that statement?
Frankly, Chip, this discussion has disgusted me, and I don't know if I'll ever return to this show.
Oh, thank you. Once again, this is Health Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined by my guest today, anal cooling enthusiast Benji Himona. I was wondering, I see that you have brought some baby wipes with you, some frozen baby wipes. I was wondering, I did have a habanero pepper several hours ago for lunch. And I was wondering, well, about a dozen or so hours ago, I should say, for lunch. It's kind of early. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind demonstrating, as I do have inflamed anal area right now, if you wouldn't mind demonstrating some of the effects of this, and I will do a play-by-play for our listeners today as to how it feels.
Okay.
I'd be glad to.
Well, Chip, I'd be glad to.
All right, just let me go ahead and undo here. All right, and all right, there I am. I'll go ahead and do what you will.
Well, Chip,
this is stupid.
Chip, you're gonna have to relax. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get where I need to get.
I'm sorry, I am a little nervous. It has been a while since I've had a man near my anus, and all right, okay, is that better? I will deep breathe.
That's much better.
All right.
I'm going to need you to exhale for this first one.
Oh dear. Wow. You're right. That was quite a relief. That was pretty good.
All right. That's the first one. Now, okay. The second one's long range. Oh, so I'm going to need you to inhale one. Slowly on the count of three.
Oh, on the count of three. Okay, I'm sorry. I was
three.
Oh, wow.
That's the spot.
Oh, wow. And that's pretty tight. Wow, that's good. Well, oh, you know what? Look at the time. I'm sorry. It looks like we are plumb out of time. Once again, this has been Health Chat. I am your host today, Chip Romaldi, joined once again by my guest and joined today once again by my guest and anal cooling enthusiast Benji Himona. I appreciate your time, sir.
Not a problem.
And hopefully we'll have you on the show again soon.
Looking forward to it.